Hey, Gumball Audio Backstage. This is Nicole Silver answering Mako's Halloween questionnaire. Number one, based on my username, what would my Halloween costume be? Well, I'd probably have to make it out of tinfoil. Because if I made it out of nickels, it would be too heavy to wear. Two, did you celebrate Halloween growing up? Did you go trick-or-treating? Yes and yes. Here's a scary story. I recall that when I was very small, I wanted to be dressed up like a flower fairy princess, you know, something pretty and delicate. And my parents dressed me as a hobo. That's correct. Ragged clothes and dirt on my face. And I'm pretty sure that qualifies as child abuse in some states. There were tears. Three, describe the best or most favorite costume you've ever worn. Oh, I have one. I bought this when I was living in London from the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts student. It was her thesis. It was a costume for Alice in Wonderland. But what she did with it was to make it out of this very gauzy white chiffon with a pale blue butterfly print. So the sleeves were long, but you could see through them. Over this was a blue apron made of another gauzy fabric. And on it was appliqued bees and poppies and stalks of wheat, each grain in the ear separately applied. It was a piece of art. And it had this sensual allure of being very gauzy and flowy, while being also very modest. And I particularly like the combination of being very seductive and very proper. All right, number four. Mummy, werewolf, vampire, mermaid, merman. Oh, please. Which would I rather have sex with? Team Wolf, all the way. Are you kidding? Hot-blooded, passionate, howling at the moon, plenty of delicious fur. Who would pick two dead men and a fish? I'm just saying, honestly. Five, what is your favorite film or TV show to watch around Halloween? Anything that isn't scary. I'm such a cheap scare. I'm going to say E.T., because there's a trick-or-treating scene, right? Okay, there you go. Six, do you enjoy the following? Pumpkin patches, corn mazes, pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin carving, costumes, people asking for free candy. What do you like about autumn? What's your favorite candy? Oh, Lord. Well, yes, I adore autumn. Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness. It's a delicious time of year. In the South, where I am, where the heat is brutal, the cooler fall weather is a benediction. We long for this. There's something elegiac without being mournful about it. Bonfires, hell yeah. What else? Boots, yes. So yes to the autumn. Patches and mazes, yes, I like them in theory, but I haven't experienced them. Pumpkin spice lattes, absolutely, but I make my own. I do get the door-to-door children's crusade for candy. If you're tall enough to mow my lawn or you didn't bother to put on a costume and you're teenage girls, I won't even answer the door. Costumes, absolutely. Imagination wins over merely skimpy or anything off the rack. I saw a great steampunk lady last year. My favorite all-time sweet is a chocolate made by Godiva. It's called the Caramel Shield. It has the Lady Godiva on it. And it's the milk chocolate version, and this sort of caramel center drools out when you bite into it. It's perfect. Number seven, tell us a really good Halloween joke or a funny Halloween story. I'll give you two bad jokes instead. Why did the illiterate witch get kicked out of the coven? She couldn't spell. And what has fur, howls at the moon, and is easy to clean? A washing werewolf. I'm sorry. Tell us a fun story about yourself that involves Halloween, October, and autumn in general. I'm going to combine 8 and 9 and give you two poems that I feel speak to the Halloween spirit. Six Cheerful Couplets on Death by Michael Blumenthal. Most things won't happen, Larkin said, but this one will. We will be dead. The saddest thing in each context is knowing that we could be next. Some take the bus, some take the train, some die in sleep, the rest in pain. But of one thing we can be sure. All die imperfect, each impure. Some wishing they had been better, others worse, but no one deader. Shoes left like Buddhists at the door. Those won't be needed anymore. Oh, and Sleeping in the Forest by Mary Oliver. I thought the earth remembered me. She took me back so tenderly, arranging her dark skirts, her pockets full of lichens and seeds. I slept as never before, a stone on the riverbed, nothing between me and the white fire of the stars but my thoughts, and they floated light as moths among the branches of the perfect trees. At night, I heard the small kingdoms breathing around me, the insects and the birds who do their work in the darkness. At night, I rose and fell as if in water, grappling with a luminous doom. By morning, I had vanished at least a dozen times into something better. I love that. If you could go trick-or-treating with three other Gone Wild audioers, who would it be and why? Of course I would go with everyone in our community, but here's my plan. I heard Reader 7's reply, and I'm going to ask her, because I want her and everyone that she asks. So when I get Reader 7, I also get Cardinal Sinner. Does that sound like he's ready for Halloween or what? I get Dr. M, who was born to kick this holiday's ass. And I get Moondance, who brings out the shivers, doesn't he, y'all? He does. But that's only one person I've actually chosen. So I'm going to add to my Reader 7, Suits, because Suits will eat anything. Who do you want by your side checking out the Halloween candy? A man who has no fear, that's who. And let's see, who else? Oh, you know, I would really like Galanthea. Because that woman is made out of magic, so she could bespell anyone with her charm while we rifle through their pockets for the good stuff. Okay, that's it. Thanks, Mako. This was fun. Happy Halloween, y'all.